Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Developments and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. We were just talking before we went on the microphone about how long we've been doing Rural Minnesota Radio.
Trying to figure that out.
And I think it's in the neighborhood of 15 years.
Yep, right about there.
Pretty long time. We are going to be winding down with the radio portion of this and kind of shifting to more podcast oriented, and of course the blog is a new thing that you're doing at the ruralmn.org if folks want to check that out. And you know, we thought it'd be fun to sort of take a look at some of the ways that rural Minnesota has changed in the time we've been doing this program. One of the big ones, and we've talked about it a lot, is broadband and how much that's changed.
Yeah, that's been a favorite topic on this show over the years, and it's really hard to overstate the impact that broadband and the existence of the internet has had on everything. And, you know, everything we do nowadays has to do with the internet, but in particular for like rural areas, it has really, it's shined a light on the economic divide between rural and urban areas. The whole rural divide, rural gap between who has broadband in rural areas and who has it in urban areas has really been the lead-in to a lot of other discussions about things like economic development and income and things like that.
So it really has been a centerpiece of much of what goes on in those kinds of conversations.
Exactly, yeah.
And then, well, you mentioned economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the economy in rural Minnesota has probably changed a bit in the 15 years we've been doing this show.
Well, yeah. When I first started at the center, which was in 2000, the rural economy was doing okay, but nobody seemed to really know it. There was a woe is me attitude, kind of. But then, you know, things started chugging along, and especially in the areas of like manufacturing, things started really picking up. And then, of course, we got hit by the big recession. And that just, you know, tanked everything around the state, unless you were attached to the agriculture industry. And so places like Mankato almost didn't feel the recession because there was so much agricultural processing, ag-related industry activities going on here. Plus, at the same time, we had a lot of manufacturing related to the oil fields, and that was something that caused a real blip in the rural economy, too.
So we see in some parts of rural Minnesota that the recession was not quite as severe because of agriculture, but also broadband would have a factor in all of that as well, right?
You look at the technological advances that farmers have now with accessing the internet and data on their crops and nutrient uses and water uses in their fields, and the things they're able to do with broadband technology now is just really going to have a big impact on ag going forward if they can get that broadband access.
All right. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.